Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 56.
Are you ready, brothers?
Explosions.
As we mentioned in the
game. Makes it even better, just the word explosions.
So, for my birthday, which is
tomorrow,
but it's like.
So, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago when this episode comes out on the 21st. 22nd, which we were just talking about the day after. My brother got me this game called Super Fight. We didn't play by the rules essentially
at all.
Or nor should we.
We enhanced them.
We made our own battle royale.
We made it podcasty rules. So we get to pick a character, two traits that character has, and pit them against each other in the Thunderdome. And then
our
fictional place of battle was the Thunderdome, because who runs Bartertown?
Jeff.
Tina Turner runs Bartertown.
Tina Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
Jeff Turner
runs Bartertown.
This whole episode, aside from the first 5 minutes, is us having these hypothetical battle conversations.
Wait till you get to fucking nightmare fuel. Call it that, nightmare fuel. Fuck.
Speaking of nightmare fuel,
HP ain't got nothing on that.
Chris and I were at the theater last night.
Yeah, did you guys see that picture of fucking Sam Jackson?
Someone had put googly eyes.
They put the googly eyes on Sam Jackson.
On Sam Jackson.
That is straight.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
We were there.
Like an internet meme.
No. I took the like. When we were looking, I'm like, that's straight nightmare fuel.
I don't think those googly eyes were part of the display.
No, someone had to go. You know what make this scarier?
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
And it worked.
Yeah.
So
you should tweet that to him.
I did.
He did.
I tweeted it to Sam Jackson. And I go, what the shit, dude? This is some nightmare. And I did hashtag nightmare fuel.
He did it while we were walking down the parking garage last night.
Like, I weighed in it. I was like, because that's some straight nightmare fuel.
So this is our battle royale of podcasts. We're going to do this again because it was so fucking fun.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's an unexpected winner.
Yeah. You guys can guess when you get there as it starts.
We should give them the lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Do you really want to do the lineups?
Yeah.
So they can know the initial battles.
All right, here's our bracket.
Oh, no, just the bracket itself. Yeah. Not the winners, no, just the bracket overall.
We have eight contestants if you want to make your own little bracket. Abe Lincoln versus a Velociraptor.
No, verse. You got to just tell who.
Oh.
Who's in the battle.
No, we can do verses.
No, you can do verses.
For the first
because
it's going to show up there. In,
yeah.
No details or anything.
Okay.
Abe Lincoln versus Velociraptor. Identical twins versus... God, my handwriting blows.
Jason.
That's right.
And it just said Jason, so we took it as Jason Voorhees. That one got a little heated because people were wrong. But, you know, whatever. I digress.
But Helen Keller versus Leprechaun, which was the easiest round.
That was the easiest one. Yeah, no, you think it's a thing? Not that thing.
You would think wrong.
Yeah, you would think wrong. The initial thought you had going, well, obviously, you were wrong.
And George W. Bush versus a gymnast.
Which?
An Olympic gymnast.
An Olympic. Soviet Olympic gymnast.
Which?
From 84.
I think the card just said gymnast.
No, it said Olympic.
And we all know how that works. Soviet Olympic gymnast.
Even though the Soviets aren't allowed in.
Because they're not a thing. Hence, 1984,
the Olympics
Soviet Olympics.
This year. They're still a thing. They're just not called Soviets anymore.
Yeah, but if we're going to get real specific, the best one would be the 1984 Soviet Olympic gymnasts.
Just not the 1984 Soviet hockey team.
Hockey team. Because there was a miracle on the mat, but there was not a miracle on the ice for the Soviets. That's a great fucking callback.
And quite honestly, this is a game episode, so game on.
Game on! In Thunderdome! There you go, that's Jacob, everybody, on a podcast.
First 3 seconds of this is silence. And the problem is, It would be the fade out part of Happy Fallout Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun because you get the silence of Jacob. It's like, it's like thoughts from Jacob.
Today's quote.
Yeah. Today's inspirational quote brought to you by Jacob. How do I keep? Thank you, Jacob. That was a great quote for everybody to enjoy.
Huh? Pens?
Not
pens.
The game.
The game?
Oh, it's right here.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, you just put it on your fat man, Jack.
I lost it upstairs.
But you just had the shirt.
Yeah. But I don't get much excuse to wear this jersey.
See, that's where you're a weird person. Wait, would wear it.
He's purposely doing that on the sole purpose that we cannot no longer bring up anything.
And we totally forgot to give him shit for not wearing that when we went to go see Kevin Smith, because he had it when we went to go see Kevin.
He did wear it.
I wore it
did
at the show.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, he complained.
There's pictures of me in it.
He was the one who was crazy hot in the hallway. Compared to all of us in nice, comfortable t-shirts and fucking cholo over here.
I was fucking roasting in that hallway.
And we all looked awesome and nerdy and fucking, I have to look like a fucking civilized fucking cholo.
Order drinks in the hallway.
Yeah, I'm going to order drinks in the hallway and be civilized fucking cholo, man.
I would like to point out, aside from the trip, this is the first time we've all been together in ages.
Yeah.
Well, ever since we had the idea of doing Jane, Silent Bob.
That's the problem.
That was the last time we've all been able to be on the cast because, I mean, one person just bails with no excuse and the other one's got school and you've had family stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, I will be stuck working crazy late.
Yeah.
But, you've gotten...
But now I've been able to, like, because my routes, they tend to be easier.
Well, and you've got the job down.
Yeah. Like, now I'm good and I just fucking do it.
When you first get a job, it takes a minute to get it.
No, I now just zone the fuck out and then I'm just like, oh... Like today, I was doing my stuff. I'm like, I got fucking 9 stops. I'm not going to get done till like 4.
That's what you were saying yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm on like my second to last stop, and it's like, I'm going to Target, and I look at it, I'm like, fuck, it's like 2:15, 2:30.
Evergreen Target or the one on the...
South Hill.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just, that's the one, that's where I saw a fucking digging in his ass guy.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I was wondering about
so
that.
So fucking weird.
It was a grown man.
I could smell shit when I was reading your text.
Okay, so what had happened was, so like I'm bringing my merch shit through Target, right? And I'm I have to go from their back stock, which, so we look at Target, it's all the way in the far right corner, and their cooler, they have their aisle cooler, and then their aisle miscellaneous and their pop and shit. It's like, it's quick to get to. But then literally by the entrance, I have to go all the way to the one cooler we have in that building. So I have to go across the entire length of the store.
It's a big building too, man. Yeah.
It's like a 2-minute walk. If I'm like power walking, I can do it in like 2 minutes. But when you're pulling your cart, you got to be careful. It's a big ass fucking wooden cart. Mm-hmm. So it takes about 5 to 8 minutes depending on people in your fucking way because people suck.
We were walking through the mall last night. Chris and I walk with purpose.
Because we had no fucking kids. We do jobs that require a lot of power walking. Just.
We made it through the mall, like from Buffalo Wild Wings to the theater in about 10 and a half seconds.
Yeah, we were just walking. But if you watch this, you'd be like, fuck, where are they going? They're going somewhere fast. But so as I'm walking through, I'm just looking ahead. I'm just listening to my book, zoning out. And there's a mom, and there's a kid. He's about 12 years old. Couldn't be maybe 13, like at most. Yeah. He's at that weird long arm gangly stage, like he's all gangly. You know where your body's weirdly no facial hair, but he was like misproportioned, you know, because his arms were longer. Because you know when you're growing up,
it's like a fucking puppy. You see the big old paws.
Yeah,
the big old
like he's awkward. He was at the awkward stage, and he looks around, and I just see him. He's looking around like any normal fucking person in the store, then he looks around, and then he takes his hand and he shoves it. His ass.
Does
his
hand.
Look at his hand first?
No,
like,
he just...
You're going in there, buddy.
He looks around and he's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking do it. Shoves his hand, not on the outside, you scratch your ass, people scratch your ass. No, like, through the boxers.
Or maybe like your balls are sweaty,
he is digging in his ass for diamonds. Just in that shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Full 30 fucking seconds of just ass dig. Like, from the length it was the whole
like
the target.
Himself a little
so
bit.
So I had just turned the corner,
so
and then I see it. So like I see him look around, I see him do it. I'm at one end of the long way. I get 3/4 of the way. I'm maybe 10 seconds away from closing distance from myself to him, and he is fucking digging in his ass And I'm like, this is not happening right now. Like, don't do the thing I think you're going to do. Don't do the thing I think you're going to do. And
he thought he was just going to sniff it, right?
You fucking had mind powers.
Dude, like, no, and I'm just like,
and you're like, eat that shit.
No, no, that's what I'm just not, like, don't. No, I'm like, don't do it. Don't. And, it, don't. And he looks with hand and ass, is like, hopefully no one's watching me, shove my hand in my ass like I'm a fucking treasure gnome, pulls his hand out, and he after looking, he's like, the coast is clear, licks his fingertips, and goes,
no.
Wait, wait, he's so, walking. Okay. So does he lick it like he's going to taste it for the fucking first time?
No, he tastes it.
Or he's like he licks it like, no. So no, he does, no, he does like a quick like, and he goes, and keeps walking, and I'm
oh,
like,
God, that's so gross.
And I'm like, and I had to keep it in my head, but all I could hear me, but it was in my head, just, oh!
I just couldn't deal. Like, you just want to get on the loudspeaker and broadcast.
I'd be like, this fucker dug in his ass and tasted it.
Ass digger. Yeah. On aisle four.
No, oh, I'm just God. Like, oh, God.
You can't look at him before. They're no. Like, random.
And so I couldn't deal with that moment. Like, oh, I just, God. I'm just like, holy fuck. No. Holy fuck. And I keep walking by, and he goes over to the cards, like gets in that Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Then
he
starts smelling shit.
No, and
like,
he starts grabbing. He's looking at the cards. And I'm like, you got
like, if you're
going to
fucking least dig in your ass, carry Papel.
All of your neuroses is 100% understandable watching this guy just go, look at these cards. And I'm just like, I just want to be like, you put that shit down. Woman, fucking watch your child. Watch
you
your goddamn hands.
All over your hands. Quit
fucking,
touching people's
shit.
He's
got shit nuggets. All over his hands.
Well, you do. You need to start carrying wet naps with you and walk by and just toss them.
Oh, it was so fucking disgusting. And I just was like, just put the pop away and fucking leave. And I put the pop away and I took my shit back and I'm going back and they're in the aisle that I needed to get into. And I'm like, I'm not going to touch anything. I'm just going to go up. And he's just touching the counter and he's just rubbing his hand on it. And I'm like, there's shit everywhere. Fuck you, kid.
Fecal matter being spread.
Just, and he's just like, just... Like, you know, you're just waiting at the counter, his mom's cashing out, and he's just like, duh. I'm like, there's shit on everything you're touching. You are literally wiping shit everywhere.
Okay.
It's and like when you take your black light into a hotel room.
Oh, God.
Like,
and you
there's
would just
cum everywhere.
You just would throw the fuck up. And so, I go up, and she's like, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah, can you just sign this? And she's like, yeah. And she goes to set it on the counter. And then she, like, moves it away to, like, another side. I'm like, oh, fuck, I think shit, because shit.
You not get signatures when you're at stores?
Every single time, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, to confirm that we were there and finished. Because, but prior to me, there was a guy, what'd it do?
I don't
know.
That's
weird. I hear, too.
Yeah. It's probably this.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just the power supply over the...
Sorry
drop
for the
that
malfunction,
bass.
People. There you go. Much better.
There was a guy prior to me starting who would... go to a store on the weekends for his weekend route, and then park outside the store, and then wait for the phone to register, put in some random number, like wait like half an hour, put in a random number,
yeah.
And then just leave. And then, like, it was a Yokes Mead. It happened, like, on a Saturday to Sunday. And they called, and they were like, dude, what the fuck? Like, your guys have been here for 2 days. Like, no, we got it on the phone. We got it on the thing that he was there for, like, a half hour, 45 minutes. Like, we got nobody. So they really started enforcing it then. So we had to make sure it's signed.
There was a girl at FedEx who used to go to the Silver Valley, hang out in her truck, and call everybody on the packages and have them come into town and meet her and then sign for the packages there. She wouldn't go to their houses and shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And so that shit... She got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to get fired, dude.
That was right before I got to FedEx.
Yeah, no, yeah. it was like right before I was on that they really started enforcing that. So I was like, I get it. Like, I ain't gonna fucking
That's a
I
good thing. Like,
yeah. And I don't mind. I don't care. It's not like it's any fucking hair off my chest. I'm just like, whatever. It's part of my job. Like, I don't look at it as like an inconvenience.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Of course.
It's just there are times when you're trying to find a manager and shit. Like, Target, their managers are about as elusive as fucking Sasquatch.
I've got one stop where if the receiving girl's not there, I'll be like, hey, can you sign? The manager, and they're a big stop, like 80 packages. They won't. He'll be like, oh, she'll be back from break in about 15 minutes. I'll be like,
no.
I will. Yeah. And one time I just was like, all right, I'm going to load this all up, and I'll be back at 3:30. I know they get off at 3:30. And so he's like, fine, I'll sign this time.
Yeah.
Got shit done.
Yeah, no, yeah. There are times when I'll do a store and they're like, well, receiving manager's on break. I'm like, well, I need this signed. And they're like, well, can you wait a half an hour? No.
No, I got places to be.
Like, yeah. When I would do the Deer Park route and I did Winco, I would need someone to do the forklift. And I'd be doing, like, my second hit. And I'd need something pulled down. Like, when I went in and helped out, because the guy who normally did it didn't do it. And so John called me and goes, hey, I know this is kind of asking a bit, but would you mind going and doing that Deer Park second hit? Because the individual who does it apparently had a stroke and didn't do his job. He didn't have an actual stroke. He was just trying to find a reason that this guy just didn't do literally half his job. He didn't do his 2 liters and he didn't do his any of his Snapple. And so John asked me if I would go in and do it. And so when I went in to do it, I had to find the receiving manager. And I was like, hey, can I get, you know, a couple pallets pulled? He goes, well, can you wait a half an hour? I'm going on break. And I'm like, dude, I've had 8 stops today. I'm not even supposed to be doing this one. I did this because my sales manager asked me to come and do this one.
Yeah.
Because the guy who normally does it wasn't doing his job. And I'm not going to wait a half an hour.
Fuck that shit.
For you to go on your break. Just basically do nothing. I can't do anything. I was like, all I need is my Snapple and my 2 liters down. And I can do my job and you can go on your lunch. It'll take 2 minutes out of your day.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I guess I can do it. Like, fuck you. Your job's not hard. Oh. Like, you drive a forklift occasionally. And you tell people where to put their product.
Also, driving a forklift isn't that hard.
No.
And this dude, though, when he drives it like fucking that episode of Family Guy with Peter on his. He makes it like walking shit.
Yeah.
This dude, he's crazy good at it. I'm like, dude, it's like, come on. It'll take you 2 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. You don't get, there's no one shit in the way. It's not like packages got to be moved. There's no pallets in the way and shit. You just boom, 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 boom. You leave, I get a pallet jack, I hit the shelves.
Yeah.
I just hate when they do that. They're like, well, you know, you can wait. I could not, too.
They
pull just
the
leave.
Fucking guilt trip on your ass.
Like, yeah.
It doesn't work, because I'm like, I got shit to do, like, not fucking be here.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Alright.
So what cards did you pull, man?
Okay, I did pull cards. The reason I changed it, Justin, is because there were, like, cards for the game, like Steel and Other Power. Yeah, but you're just fucking accusing me of shit.
No, I'm assuming things, yes.
Yeah, that's what you do. As a good friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You almost went into that one. You had to, like, just sit there and you were, like, turning the knife in your own and go, I will stab myself today, good sir. Fuck you.
So, my birthday is tomorrow, and Carter got me this game called Super Fight. My brother, Carter. For those of you who don't know.
I was like, who the fuck else do we know that's Carter? Like, Aaron Carter?
No.
Carter from fucking ER?
Not the five of you, but maybe, like, that one person from Czechoslovakia that listens in.
Best person ever. No, we checked last night. We have like 1,700 fucking listeners. Or like I have listens.
Listens, yeah, plays.
For 55 episodes.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, when you do like, that's a big number, Justin. You had that look of like trying to be like.
Pick a number. Like,
1, 2.
I'm just picking my moment.
On the podcast spectrum, it's really not that much because there's a lot of people who get 1,700 in the first hour of their podcast is up.
But we're also not Kevin Smith.
I'm not even talking about just Kevin Smith, but
I think he has.
But for us, 1,700 is a good fucking number.
For people who literally half-ass a podcast,
and
all of our stuff, I will give us. We have an
who
S for
we just had a fucking conversation about how it's hurting cats.
Yeah, it's an S for satisfactory. We're not quite into the A's, B's, C's, D's, and even F's. We're just at satisfactory. Yeah. We're still like third grade.
So my brother got me this game called Super Fight, and it's like here pick. We're not going to play the game, actually. We're just going to discuss these fights.
All right.
Is it who would win?
Yeah, who would win.
Okay.
How else would...
This is what we do.
No, who would lose?
This is the kind of thing we do anyways. Like, when Chris and Justin and I would work together, this is all we would do. And then we would go, what if about 150 times? Or what if they had this power? Well, I didn't say that in the first fucking time.
That's all trying to think, like, no, we would, no, and that's...
This is what we would do for 5 hours, screaming at each other.
Taking sides. And immediately spinning on each other.
No
just
one ever
out of
took
spite.
Sides.
No, it'd be...
No,
we
were the three most treacherous... If we were pirates, we would literally just be stabbing each other, be like, why you stab me? I'm not. You stab me.
It'd be like
you stab me too.
Plank.
Like, you know, the Mexican standoff wouldn't work. Because we would just be shooting each other. There would be no, looks like we got a Mexican. We missed.
It was always.
Like you shot at me.
Clicking too.
It eventually turned into 2-on-1. Every time.
Yeah.
So, Super Fight, it seems, from what I can gather, there you pick a character, and there are two special abilities that go along with that character.
Okay.
These are pretty good. They come on cards like Cards Against Humanity.
Now, did you do it randomly?
I did pick them randomly.
Okay, so totally random.
I changed one out because it was like steal your opponent's fucking.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, the first one is Abraham Lincoln.
Already sold.
Boom. He throws ninja stars.
I'm intrigued.
All right.
And can kill with a kiss.
Buck, yes.
Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
Now, right? Now, does this kiss? And I'm going to go
is,
here.
Is it saliva?
No. Shut your mouth.
I don't know if it's bacteria like based to, you know, kills. That way.
Oh, I just love watching this shit. This is so much better than getting angry at Justin for no fucking reason.
When he kisses them, it blows their mind.
Like
the back of their head explodes.
It's like a permanent LSD trip.
No.
Man of
Uncle
style.
Because like his head got blown up because he died. He kisses them. Their head goes boom.
See how imaginary fucking bullet just go
boom. It's like Sonya's death kiss from Mortal Kombat. Only instead of it being fire, he has to make direct contact, and their head blows. Kiss of death. Only their head explodes. Yeah.
This is a roundtable discussion, not so much playing the game. So if you play Super Fight and you're like, they're not playing it right, fuck you. Because we're not playing it right.
Yeah, we're not playing it right. We don't care. Yeah.
So Abraham Lincoln can kill with a kiss and throws ninja stars.
So he's got a ranged attack. So mid-range and close range. Yeah. But so his long-range game is pretty fucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in that one.
No. He has those two things. Ninja stars are mid and kissing is close. End of story.
Yeah.
Continue.
It's like the fucking vampire hunter. He's got an axe.
No.
You can't add abilities. Can't add abilities.
Those are his powers.
Because he would have giant ass fucking muscles and he could throw ninja stars through
it. It's not fucking Abraham Lincoln vampire.
Yeah, it would say that if he did.
All right. Can kill with a kiss and throws ninja stars. Versus.
Okay.
A velociraptor.
Oh.
Go on.
Armed with a tranquilizer gun.
The irony.
This shit fucks you up like Percocet.
Fuck like test buddy.
He knows because of experience.
And he's invisible.
Fucking velociraptor. Easy.
Yeah, it seems like the velociraptor counts on a pack ability. I believe he can probably...
But when he's invisible...
It's a singular velociraptor. And yes, he's invisible, but...
I need clarification on the tranquilizer. All right. How many rounds does it have?
Yeah, because most tranquilizers are single shot. You got to manually reload.
It's not going to kill.
It's not.
And he doesn't have opposable thumbs.
No, but
do we have to come up with the terrain, though?
It's like Jay and Silent Bob. There's two fucking rounds there.
Okay.
But he has to manually load it. Because a tranquilizer gun does not give you the two shots. You have to manually reload a tranquilizer gun.
Let's presuppose that one is already loaded.
Obviously in the chamber.
Yeah.
So... I mean, and they don't really travel that fast, right?
But he's
like, it's not a bullet.
It's like medium range.
He's also invisible.
That's what I'm saying.
So even if, even without the tranquilizer gun,
but
he's still invisible.
But let's be real. So we're going Jurassic Park Velociraptor. We're not going with a real Velociraptor.
With all the feathers.
Yeah, no, we're not going a real one. We're going the Utah Raptor, but they called it Velociraptor because Jurassic Park, fuck you reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. So this thing is about 6.5 feet tall. About 7.5 to 8 feet long. It's not fucking quiet. It's quiet when you're in a forest and you can, like, hear nature.
But when
it's in the building, you hear.
You hear the
claws. On the fucking ground. And then you hear that irritating tap, 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 tap. Like, I'm going to fuck you
in
up.
In the kitchen.
It's playing Warriors. It's like, little kids come out to play. Yay. You know, he's like fucking Warriors.
So Lincoln's
status.
Bright and he fucking, like, ducks behind the counter.
Yeah.
Never is clarified. Does Lincoln have to kiss on the lips, or can he?
Just a kiss, right?
Yeah. So if he kisses him like on a shoulder,
a kiss of death, he can get in close. Boom, and it's just gonna blow his mind.
It's like a fucking headbutt. It's like boom.
Yeah.
All right.
So who wins?
I think.
In court of adjusting reasons, who loses?
Yeah.
Fucker.
Velociraptor loses.
Man, this is turned on Justin quick.
All things turn on Justin quick.
Yeah, it's
all
right. He wants it that way anyway.
I mean, if the raptor just grabs Lincoln's arm, he could just blindly try and kiss him and then
I think the raptor's close range claws, because it's going to be his natural abilities.
As long as he's able to
like the dodge, like the chicken
hook. But that's almost going to be negated because if Lincoln just touches his lips to him, he's fucked. A hole is getting blown through him on the adjacent end. So if he like, if his clog like touches his face, his hand is blown up. No, because the kiss works that way.
That can kill with a kiss. I'm really thinking like Poison Ivy and Batman.
Like
and
kiss of death. Yeah, but then how even if it's through his skin, it's right. How accurate is the
going to be when he's running after Abraham Lincoln?
But it's no, he's invisible, so he wouldn't even need to run. He'd predator stalk. But you would just hear him a lot. Yeah. But Abraham, even if it's through Poison Ivy style kiss of death, it's a reptile.
I really thought fucking plastic lips were a thing for a long time.
But it's like it's,
I still do.
But the raptor being predominantly, it's more of a reptile, like the toad, even though it's, you know, an amphibian. They're extra sensitive to toxins in the water and in the air. So Abe Lincoln's Poison Ivy death kiss would make it even that much more deadly to the raptor. So the raptor may even be able to tranquilize Lincoln, but the raptor will still die.
All he has to do is plant his lips on the fucking...
anywhere, because it's going to get into his bloodstream and it's going to kill him quicker than if it were like another person.
In reptiles, I do have to defend reptiles here, they have a portal systemic shunt. So if they're given a toxin below the pelvis, it doesn't nothing. Affect them.
So basically, it would have to be from into like
the kidneys, and then
so
it's
even if
out their so it would have to be basically like so ninja stars. Essentially what. Yeah, could he kiss the ninja star and get poison ninja stars?
Well, we never declared. Yeah, no.
So he can't because that how metal. I want.
He could just start blowing kisses.
Pausing. Trademark. Why do we hang out? That's a fucking thing now.
Kissing ninja
star. Kiss a ninja star. It has poison. You throw it. They go. That's not gonna kill me. Fuck. And then they're poisoned by the ninja star. But it's not the ninja star. It's the poison.
And then they fucking
that's just
out.
Fucking jungle like, shit, man.
Wow. Way to be way fucking racist.
No. That's like putting
poison. No, that's way fucking culturally
that's
racist.
That's not racist.
That's like culturalist.
That's what happened.
You assume that just because people of an indigenous tribe use poison dart frogs, who are the aptly named poison dart frogs, for their poisonous darts? Like, what, ninjas can't just go around and do shit?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. But it's different, and it's Abraham Lincoln.
There's a team that will make it different.
All right. So who wins, Abraham. The Velociraptor?
I don't know. Chris first. Natural ability, I'm going to have to give it to the raptor, because it has a tranquilizer gun, but it's also a fucking raptor. And, you know.
And he's invisible.
And
don't forget that he's invisible.
And we all remember, you're alive when he starts to eat you.
Yeah.
Because he cuts you here. Yeah. Or here, spilling your intestines.
Speaking of which.
Or maybe across the groin.
It wouldn't matter where we were.
No.
I was like, I'm watching Jurassic Park right
now.
But the gun,
of the movie.
The gun is not invisible.
That's legit.
But what about when he touches it?
No. Because
so you just see this floating.
You just see
oh, because so then, light. You know what? Then I would have to give it to Lincoln. Because
of course,
the gun being visible, that doesn't help. He just goes, shh. And when the raptor's like, because all it has to do is catch it in the thigh, and it's like, motherfuck shit ass, it falls to the ground,
bleeding.
And Lincoln jumps on him, fucking cold cocks him in the face, and kisses him, and he's like, Jurassic World, bitch. Boom! And his head explodes. He's like, 465 million years of these nuts.
Like, all right, this round, Abe Lincoln wins.
Yes. Abe Lincoln. Hands down.
I just want to see Abe Lincoln fucking say some fucked up shit like that. I blew your mind, John Wilkes Booth.
You should save Abraham Lincoln. Have
we need a final
tournament.
Oh, a tournament.
But just like save him.
A pulled out of our ass
and then
on
he
the
gets
spot
different
bracket
abilities
tournament.
Next round.
Yeah, he gets different abilities. Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna do 8 rounds.
Oh no!
All right.
I think people might even like it.
All right, we'll do 8 rounds. But
we could do the battle cast.
Well, that one round
trademarked us.
Took 9
I was
minutes.
Calling it, why do we hang out, Ultimate Cast. Warrior.
I like this.
Because we used to watch Ultimate Warrior all the way.
No, that's legit. I like that. His speech the day before he died, I would have gone and cured cancer.
Right? No, it's so good.
It was the most impassionate thing in the history of human words.
I was thinking, what was that show we used to watch?
American Gladiator?
No.
Global Guts?
Where it's like
robot
the Zulu robot? Versus fucking
it's
Caesar.
Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking love that show so hard.
I know
that
you guys
show
told me about
just
it
all over my face, neck, and chest of manliness. All
right, so I need a whole fucking page for this.
You have a bigger book to your right.
Abe versus Raptor. Who wins?
Abe.
All right. Abe.
Sorry, Raptor.
I just feel like his downfall would be that tranquilizer gun. Like, his weapon of choice inadvertently would be, because he has to have it. So whether he uses it or not is irrelevant. He has it on him.
Yeah.
Abe wouldn't even see it. It's a tranquilizer gun. It's not like he's not going to hear
it. Was like,
the Raptor's not that quiet in an arena.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be in a Thunderdome. Like, are we going to do that? Like, the scenario is just a giant Thunderdome?
Sure.
Sand, metal.
It's the middle of the desert, and Tina Turner is their
fucking
queen.
It's a giant metal cage.
She runs Bartertown, Justin.
Who runs Bartertown?
Tina Turner runs Bartertown.
Master Blaster runs
Bartertown. No, that's at the end of it, because they control the fuel, and who controls the fuel is Master Blaster.
Piece of shit. All right. So should I keep the cards with their fucking prospective properties?
No, we're gonna give them new powers.
So all of it stays out.
We'll keep
the
white cards, but they'll get new powers.
Yeah.
Keep all the cards out.
So all right. You guys pick one white card, two black.
And then one white card.
And that's not racist.
One white card, two blacks. Twice.
See how you can't not say it? It sounds racist?
Twice over. Okay.
Grab one privileged and two probably deserved it. That's how it is.
All right.
Oh, that's so great.
So we'll use Robert's shit, like, even though I've got stuff right here.
Do you? You want me to say mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we got is Jason.
Like Jason Voorhees?
It just says Jason.
So we'll go Jason Voorhees. I imagine that's implied as that.
Okay. Can control machines.
So like Jason X.
Basically.
So we'll go, he's basically Jason X.
Right.
Jason X can control
armed,
machines.
I can't believe I fucking picked this. Armed with a bow and unlimited arrows.
Kind of like Hawkeye thinks he fucking has, apparently.
Yeah, dude, I'm trying to think. He's like the most... he's going to need unlimited arrows because he's so, like, lumbering. His dexterity and his accuracy would be so limited.
Right?
So Jason. Jason versus?
Jason versus...
Freddy.
It's called Identical Twins.
Now, that's all it says.
That just says Identical Twins.
So we're going to stereotype it. They're Asian ninja masters.
All right.
I was thinking of the twins from
Archer.
No.
Godzilla.
No.
The Mothra twins are too tiny.
No food, no TV. One. Fucking make Homer go something, something.
Oh, the Shinning.
The Shinning twins. The Shinning twins. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Identical twins.
They're made of stone.
Okay.
Okay.
Stone twins.
And they just drank five energy drinks. So, the Shining Twins on...
So, we're going to go statue versions of the Shining Twins hopped up on, what is it, tridenzoline? Or whatever the fuck it is in that shit?
Taurine.
Yeah, taurine and battery acid.
Yeah. And go.
Versus Voorhees.
Versus Voorhees with unlimited arrows and what?
Controls machines.
Control any machine.
All right. He can control any machine.
It just says control.
So,
machines.
If they're in a factory, you can
but
be.
But they're
like...
not. They're in a Thunderdome. It is a neutral ground of dirt and Thunderdome.
So, the
but would he be made of machines? Because he
well,
could
that's
control
what I'm saying.
Him?
He'd be Jason X.
Yeah,
he'd be Jason X. Like Jason.
He's got a cell phone on him.
No. He's Jason X from Jason X, where he's all badass and Robo. He's got the nanites in him that make him all literally metal.
And first of all, Jason isn't scared of anyone, and so these identical twins are just basically...
For him, it's irrelevant.
Target practice.
So, one privilege, two underprivileged.
Honestly, we only need four.
Fine. It is the privileged...
Director pick two. Director pick two, so...
No, I put...
Oh.
They all stayed in.
Oh, no way.
Save it. No, here's the thing, Chris. They're all getting new privileges for the semifinals. They're getting new underprivileges. So you'll pick that, okay? You'll pick that.
So I pick all the underprivileges.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For the semifinals.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Jason versus the Stone Twins. I think the Stone Twins have it.
Well, yeah, because arrows are going to bounce off.
What the fuck is Jason going to do?
He's not going to.
Because he doesn't have his machete. He's going to have super strength.
Even if he was coordinated with the bone arrow, but they're going
to
bounce
off. No, is this saying he has to use it, or that is a
weapon? No, he doesn't. He can decide not to.
Because he can use his hits, because he's going to try the bow and arrow, but then he's going to take their heads, and they're like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Boom.
And it's done.
Fucking Jason.
Like, I'm going to have to give it to Jason, even if it was regular Jason. Based on the whole, he gets up like Kane Undertaker style power.
But he can be killed eventually, as long as they.
I think the Stone Twins' resistance is just going to tire him out.
They're going to bash him. They would bash him out the first time. Like, he would fall over dead. They would think he's dead. He'd fall over while they're doing their round one victory thing.
I mean, he
would sit back up, and then when they would do it, that's when he would just grab their heads, like, immediately, like, round two, smash, and their heads are shattered.
He puts the twins away.
Yeah.
So Jason,
I'm gonna have to give it to Jason just because I off their logic. All right,
so Jason,
I vote Vichy's.
Twins.
I vote twins.
Twins.
Fucking Jason, man.
Your deciding vote.
Twins, dude.
God damn it!
Yeah.
Where's your argument on that?
They're made of fucking stone. I don't think Jason can power two twins. Like,
but he's Mecha Jason.
Yeah, he's fucking robot Jason.
He already has demonic super strength and like limited invulnerability. The guy had to deal with the 80s. That itself builds natural resistance.
Well, so did they, though.
Means he's coked out.
Yeah, they all have to.
But then he goes and becomes a robot in space. He lived through that.
It looks like the twins have it, dude. It's a vote.
Whatever.
If he had
democracy
machete,
is fucking stupid.
If he had the machete,
Justin, pull it towards your face if you're going to
talk.
We're all kind of sharing.
Yeah. All right, Robert and Jacob are going to share. They've got this
they
teamwork
arguing
shit
back
down.
And forth with the old twins, so.
They've got this teamwork
but
shit
is
down.
But he's going to have the machete or not?
No.
Yeah, he's got the machete.
No,
that's
he
his thing.
No.
He's always got the machete.
He has a bow and arrow with unlimited arrows, and he's got robot enhanced super strength.
Because that was the only issue. If he had the machete, then I would go Jason. But he doesn't.
Now.
What the?
Justin, in front of your face.
Okay, right. now explain to me.
Why
how
the machete?
Basically, a giant
cutting tool
utensil.
Yeah,
for stone twins.
For stone
because
twins.
All right. So instead of arrows, he fucking launched the machete. It's twice as strong.
So does he have arrows?
Well,
no.
Where are you getting this logic from?
No, dude. Come on. All right. Seriously,
does he have arrows? Kind of like Green Arrow.
Are they? No, it just says arrows. He doesn't have
arrows.
Yeah, but it's not a.
But can
his
he fucking like
is
explode
not,
it?
His no, because he's not that smart. It's Jason.
He's dumb.
He's not fucking smart.
So he's got arrows like Hunger Game arrows, where it's just all arrows.
It's just all arrows.
Because he's Mecha, so he has way more strength, like you're saying. So he could huck it, the machete.
He still has fucking...
No, but,
he could really throw
him. But...
He's Jason. He comes with the machete.
No, it does not say he has the machete.
It just says Jason.
It says Jason.
No, you add the arrows to the aforementioned
Jason. But there is no machete involved. It is what the card says. We are going by the rule of the card.
All right. We're going to vote one more time.
But I have hold on. I have an idea on Jason winning.
Okay,
this is Jason winning
argument.
As a rebuttal. If he's already got, because he can control machines, right? So if it's Nanite, Jason, X, and Jason. So he's got demon strength plus robot super strength, right?
But there's no robots in the Thunderdome.
No, but him being like robot.
He's
Jason,
a mecha
he's
robot.
He's like Cyborg Jason.
Yeah.
Because it's Jason, X, Jason, okay?
Okay.
Enhancing his super strength, right? A bow and arrow basically is powered by the body launching the arrow, right?
And easily punched through stone.
Yeah, like if these arrows would be equivalent to his nanites, because it being machines, he could literally just put it to his chest, or they would be nanite tipped, super dense.
No,
fucking
you're only
arrows.
As strong as the bow can shoot into the.
Yeah but even then the
it's
arrow
it's not like
itself,
he's pushing it forward.
I think he'd
no,
be if
but the arrows themselves. But the amount of strength that required for him to pull it back and fire, it being like nanite super tipped arrows, could puncture stone.
No.
Because he's Jason.
All right. We're going to
vote. Somebody who's into archery, no.
What is Jason?
Is everybody decided?
I've decided.
Yeah,
I'm not changing
my vote.
All right, Jason?
It's Jason.
Justin?
Since he has no machete, then twins.
Jacob. The machete's not even a good fucking bad argument to a loss or a win.
Twins. We already picked twins.
But they would just change my
twins?
Twins.
Yeah.
Jason.
stick with
I still pick the twins.
Fine, whatever.
All right,
democracy is still fucking for fucking queers and socialists. Fucking
twins.
Stupid democracy.
All right.
Fucking pussies.
That's what we're doing.
Twins. Hopefully the next one's Clint Eastwood and your mom. I'm going to fucking go Clint Eastwood.
Put the black cars there.
Yeah, put the underprivileged ones over there. Yeah,
put the white cars there. We'll save all the white cards. Yeah.
Yeah. Save the privileged ones, get rid of the black ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shut up.
Hey, you're the one who fucking said it.
I didn't fucking color the cards.
Oh, they're colored now. Oh, all right. Whatever. That's cool. We're playing with the colored cards. The colored cards sit on this side of the bus. The white cards sit this side of the bus, where they are saved.
All right, Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, how convenient. Front and back of the bus.
Turn it around. Continue, there in the front Jacob. Of the
bus. Okay, I do have to say I did draw these all randomly.
As you should.
Okay, so the first one is Helen Keller.
Yes! Fuck yes! She is my avatar in Apples to Apples every time I play Apples to Apples.
There are 10 of her.
Okay, now, yes. No, see, no, Ken. You know what, no, that's badass, because I learned a bunch about Helen Keller recently, and not like, Water Helen, and I know that was really fucked up, but that's everybody remembers her as Water Helen, no. Right?
Water Helen, or Water! Like, or
01101111011.
Robotic
Helen. Robotic Helen, right? But apparently she was like a hardcore socialist, like, during her time.
Oh yeah,
and
dude.
Like, crazy, like, women's rights, like, militant level. Like, and there's no nice way to say it.
She's but a feminazi.
She was a feminazi, and if the bitch could make pipe bombs without blowing herself up, she would have fucking done it. Like, she can fight God. I'm going to take this Helen Keller. I learned a lot about her.
So there's 10 Helen Kellers, and?
Each one can clone themselves, but each clone is half as smart as the previous.
Oh. So then this is twice. She's that's multiplicity.
Still super smart. That's still super smart, though.
She's multiplicity Helen Keller.
Because she wasn't an idiot.
Like, fucking...
There's an army.
You have a legion of Helen Kellers.
There's already 10 of them that can now clone themselves.
Yeah.
Into stupider Helen Keller.
She wasn't stupid.
But yeah.
Operation Human Shield.
No. As part of the card.
Each clone is each half clone as smart is as
the previous. Oh, well, yeah, but only, like, three generations of clone in. Have you ever seen... 011011.
Have you ever seen multiplicity with Michael Keaton?
Yeah, but they weren't stupid. They were different aspects of his personality.
Because by the time it got to 10, it's like, hey, Steve.
Remember?
Yeah.
It was. Okay.
It's exactly like multiplicity. Okay.
So hold on. These 10 are identical initially. So they are all Helen Keller.
They're all original Helen Keller.
But they're clones. So 10 generations in, you're still okay. Just stop at 9. Yeah. 011. Yeah.
So they all get half as smart as the first one.
Yeah.
Could go 10. You could literally have 100 Helen Kellers on this army.
And you just have the really dumb ones are your Operation Get Behind the Darkie.
Yeah exactly.
Fucking pawns, man.
Yeah, call it what it is.
All right.
It's your water wall.
All right. Jacob.
Versa Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Okay.
That is a tween and is narcoleptic.
What the fuck?
Helen Keller's
gonna give the Legion of Keller. The Legion of Keller, hands down.
In theory, you could have 100 Helen Kellers in an army versus this leprechaun that falls asleep on random.
And because it's a tween, it's gonna go, oh my god, I'm just so tired. You win already. Take my lucky charms.
This Helen Keller...
She's Helen Keller would win. Singular.
This is 10.
It doesn't need to multiply.
She doesn't need those. So she doesn't even need her legion.
She save the multiplying, like, to the next round?
Well, yeah. No, she can't save it.
The black cards aren't going to the next round.
So this is overkill, then.
Yeah, see, only the white cards make it to the next round, Justin.
This is something we already fucking agreed on. Your rules.
Hey, I'm just saying, fuck it. Oh, no, it's black rule. People put themselves in their situation. Yeah. Not the institutionalized, not slavery of no 40 acres and a mule. It was already pre-set up, motherfucker.
Helen Keller or a leprechaun?
Oh, Helen Keller. Easy. The Legion of Keller, dude.
Keller.
My vote doesn't even matter at this point, but I'm going to vote for Helen Keller.
Because the Legion of Keller would be amazing.
This isn't even an option, dude. Like, all right. So Helen Keller... wins. I gotta write this shit down. I didn't even get This round went so fucking quick for the narcoleptic leprechaun. Like,
yeah, that kind of sucked for narcoleptic leprechaun.
Yeah, that was just kind of lopsided.
Oh my God. All right.
I'm up.
Justin.
All right, so.
Are those your cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You keep the cards.
George Bush.
Senior.
W. So, I'm assuming. It just says Bush. So.
George W. Bush.
Is it Herbert Walker? Is the first one, right?
Yeah, it's George H.W.
So, okay. So it's George. It's George H. or George W.
W.
Okay. So you got. Okay. So you got the genius.
It's George.
All right.
Let's go. Daddy.
No. Because that's Herbert Walker
that's
Bush.
That's W.
This is just W. W. This is George W.
It says George W. Bush.
Yep. Yes. George W. Bush.
Yeah. I apologize. Yeah. I didn't know it was.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Okay.
He's also three stories tall.
So you could argue it's a super bush?
It's a super bush. Armed with a rocket launcher.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck, dude.
So is it a proportionately sized rocket launcher?
Yes. It's like Jesus. The same thing to the...
Donka. Thank you, like, ladies.
Thank you, ladies.
We just got past.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
First, did you draw your cards?
Thank you, guys.
Oh, no, I don't get to pick cards. I don't get to pick cards unless we're doing all the rounds today. Are we doing all the rounds today?
Oh, we have to finish. Yeah, we're doing all the rounds on this podcast.
Okay, so I have to pick all the Minor cards?
You have to pick the Minor cards.
Yeah. How many?
Two, four, yeah, it just came out of the oven, dude.
Four?
Four of the black and two of the white.
We're not yet, though.
Well, no, I'm not doing any black or no white ones, but just
it's
black
gonna
ones.
It's going to be four per round.
Okay.
Yeah. So George Bush, 30 stories. Or
Three stories high.
30 feet
armed
high.
With a rocket
now,
launcher.
Is the rocket launcher is the size of a three-story thing, or is it just
it
like a little tiny thing?
Yeah, let's go proportional. Like, he starts
so
off.
The rocket launcher is like four stories in? Cause
he starts off regular Bush with a rocket launcher. Turns into
then he goes,
three stories.
And then Rita Repulsa goes, make my monster grow!
Boom.
And he goes, boom, bum, 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 bum. And he got his rocket launcher, so he just goes, ka-chuga, ka-chuga, ka-chuga. Yeah.
Proportional rocket launcher, George Bush.
Versus?
Hi. Versus?
Ultimate David Goliath, sorry. So, Olympic gymnast.
They have agility.
With laser eyes.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
This
is better than the Helen Keller.
Yeah.
She can also, I'm assuming it's a she.
Why would you assume it's a she? There's male gymnasts, Justin.
The Olympics is going on right
now.
Yeah,
Olympics,
Justin.
There's guys doing it.
There's a better gymnast than male, so.
Although the Russians aren't allowed in the Olympics this year.
No, they didn't. They boycotted.
No, they're not allowed.
Yeah.
They didn't
boycott.
They didn't boycott. They got kicked out for doping shit.
Oh, I thought they boycotted.
No.
Yeah, they got kicked out.
And so with Russia, dope does you.
She can hold.
Russia's
can
not
going to
boycott.
Time
fucking
while holding her breath. So
she can what now?
She can stop time when she holds her breath.
Oh, she's like the Ginyu guy.
Yeah.
The frog Ginyu.
It's a little small frog guy.
Say Mecha Bush in the reconfigured fucking Thunderdome because it has to hold a three-story person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He fucking fires the rocket. She goes, the rocket's
runs.
In the air. She
and
can
she
fucking
runs
move.
Up the rocket and then whilst in the air, exhales laser beams to the top of his skull.
She
or
turns,
down his back.
Turns the rocket around.
But,
and no.
How
because
much power does her laser eyes have, though?
Well, they're lasers.
Laser. They go through
like,
flesh.
Is it like gonna be like a laser point
light
power,
amplification
or?
Through the stimulation of radiation.
Or can I just pop
it's lasers.
Balloons? Can I just pop 85 balloons, or can I destroy a fucking wall?
Let's say it can destroy
ask
a fucking wall.
Superman. And even if you can pop 85 balloons, that means you're still superheating the surface. So you're going to puncture his skin.
Yeah. Especially when you're holding the breath.
And to be real, so all she would do is he would fire said rocket, she would run, jump off the rocket,
eye. So we'd have
flip.
To, like literally have one only fucking eye and then
no, wouldn't need to. She would just hold her breath, jump up the rocket,
rage,
flip
so.
Over him, badass, laser vision him down, and then Power Ranger style, not looking at him because this is how it works, exhale, and he goes, blah. Didn't do that.
Again, dude!
And he explodes. They're safe. Everywhere. They're double safe. I should deserve a reward.
Did
for
you
that.
Fucking not spill another one again?
Yep. Nuh-uh.
Chris, your reward is pie.
Your reward is stop fucking putting them right where you can spill them.
Yeah.
Put them in front of you.
Yeah, give them to Justin, the most responsible of this group.
These are the other ones.
Are there any back there, like, behind the guitar and shit? No,
this is it.
It's all good?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gymnast versus Mecha Bush.
I'm thinking Gymnast.
Even though he's not Mecha, I just like calling him Mecha Bush.
He's basically Mecha.
No, he's not Mecha. He'd be Kaiju Bush. Whale Bush.
All right, have we all decided?
That's a terrible mental image. Yeah. I don't know. Anyone have an argument for how Bush would win?
I don't.
Because,
like, I was convinced George Bush was going to win this until she could stop time.
Because he only gets one shot.
I did really want Bush to go up against Helen Keller the next round. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
that would have been a battle. But we can't just say her because we want her to fight Bush.
No, we can't.
Okay.
Unless you guys can come up with something for Bush to have a way to fucking win.
All right. Is everybody decided? You got locked in?
Yeah, I'm good.
Justin, you first.
Gymnast.
Sorry, we're all eating pie.
Gymnast,
man.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Chris?
Gymnast. Made her scenario of metal.
All right.
She was a Power Ranger.
The gymnast moves on.
Yay, gymnast! Woo!
All right. We need to do this podcast more often.
I like this one. We can do one regular one and one Thunderdome Battle Supreme.
All right. So it's Helen Keller won that round. Fucking awful at this. And the gymnast. I didn't even write gymnast down.
And if she's a Soviet gymnast, you know she's a badass.
Oh, you know she has to be a Soviet gymnast.
Yeah.
In
Soviet Russia.
Fighting bears.
That's why she's able to run up the missile.
All of my rupees to see this lady.
Yeah.
We have two more rounds left. This round is Abe Lincoln versus twins. They're not stones anymore.
No. But now, Chris, don't knock the shit over and pick up abilities.
Grab, like, the first one is black one.
No, don't grab the first one because I've stuck mine in the very
Pick the undeserving one.
No, I'm just grabbing just a black one, right?
Two random black ones for Abe Lincoln.
Okay. Yeah, two random black ones.
Fuck off. Stop.
Abraham Lincoln
will be fine. This is Abraham Lincoln?
This is Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln's okay with this, right?
Okay.
Everything that he touches turns to hummus.
Into the mic.
Everything Abraham Lincoln touches will turn to hummus.
It's delicious.
On a pogo stick.
He's riding a pogo stick?
Yep.
Does he have to ride it the whole time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Does the pogo stick turn into hummus?
Because everything he touches.
Because everything he touches hummus.
Let's say the pogo stick doesn't. It's immune to his hummus powers.
Yeah.
Immune hummus.
But even if they were twins in stone, he would win that because all he'd have to do is touch them if they were still
They're
stone.
Not stone twins anymore. Not.
Okay.
No.
You have to pick the two for the twins.
Two for the twins.
Identical twins.
Identical twins, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
They rely on sonar to see. So that means they have to work together.
Fish. They're fucking fish.
No, sonar works in the air.
Or bats.
Or like bats. But the way they would do is they could scream at it, and then they would pick them up.
And there's two of them.
Okay. Jesus. Oh, no.
Ready for nightmare fuel?
No.
Holy shit. The image is terrifying. Okay, so picture them screaming to communicate with sonar because that's how it works with feet instead of hands.
No!
Yeah, so it's just nightmare fuel of feet just. They're blind, just screaming.
All right. I feel the twins
that's
would.
So terrifying to see. Or they're like running on the ground.
They're basically on the ground.
They're running. So feet.
Jacob's having a heart attack over there.
I can't breathe.
And they would just scream. And that's it. And it would be so terrifying. I couldn't deal with that. I would probably freak out.
I feel like even with the pogo stick, Abe Lincoln wins the minute.
I don't think he could. I think he would just snap and touch himself. He couldn't deal. He turned his brain to hummus. I'm going to give it to the creepy twins.
I haven't seen you laugh so hard in forever, Chris.
Because I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, that's so terrifying.
Oh, my God.
Can you just see him running around screaming? I can't unsee it. It's so bad.
Like, they would come up to him, and he'd just, like...
Like, the gate would open, like, oh, God. He couldn't cope.
Win by default.
Yeah, they would just win by default, and everyone would just start crying.
What was their first power? Oh, sonar.
They sonar.
Sonar,
so they just scream. So they're blind. And they just scream. And they just have feet. And it's just so terrifying. It's such nightmare fuel. I can't even deal with that emotionally.
I don't think we need to vote on that.
So the twins win?
Twins win.
I'm just saying, do you think Abraham Lincoln would have the Constitution to cope with that?
Like, yeah, if he could pull himself together and he won the Civil War, I think he would have the Constitution.
Yeah, but he was in a different time. Like, yeah, he saw the horrors of war, but we've made some fucked up shit since then.
Oh, God.
Like, think about it. They just come out with, like, they're blind, and their wrists are stitched with feet instead of hands, and they just scream.
Just make this.
And they just, like, the image of that is terrifying. And it's like, why are you doing that? And he just goes, fuck it. It touches his own head, and it turns to hummus, and he just goes,
shkablah. And the back of his head blows up.
It blows out. He goes,
the pogo sticks just laying out.
It's just lying in a pool of hummus.
All right, so the twins win.
Yeah, the terrifying nightmare fuel twins.
Fuck, Chris.
Shit. No, Chris, pick four more cards, man.
All right.
I don't know if I even want to.
The next battle is Helen Keller versus my hand rings.
The Olympic
versus the gymnast.
Yeah. Okay.
Helen Keller's powers are.
Okay. She's in a blimp. We're not getting into that. That's just mean. Because she's blind and deaf. I mean, basically, whoever
she's in a blimp. The Thunderdome has turned into the Simpsons Dome.
So it's in a blimp. We can even just say the battle will take place in said blimp.
No, she can have her blimp over the other opponent.
Yeah.
The Thunderdome has turned into Simpsons Springfield Dome.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Like from the movie.
Okay. Yeah. So it's that big.
She can have her for this round.
Okay.
She's in a blimp.
Okay.
I can't make this up.
She's got hands. She's got feet for hands.
Okay, so.
That sonar would work so well for Ellie.
No, it would. It would be the best power she would have. 011! Just screaming it at people. Water! She's driving a tank.
A blimp tank?
In a blimp. Driving a tank. So, it's a Kirov.
Pick another card for that.
But no.
She's in a Kirov.
Yeah.
But with a tank. So she can, like, shoot the ground.
So she's got the tank armament.
Like, stationed.
Yeah. Okay. So, basically, it's a battle blimp. We'll just give her a battle blimp.
All right.
That's fair.
Battle blimp.
Battle blimp.
Helen Keller with a battle blimp versus gymnast.
Challenge level expert. Trapped in a potato sack. Okay, someone pick left or right.
Left.
Armed with a super glue fire hose.
A gymnast.
So she could. A fire hose could get some power.
Yeah.
She could reach the battle tank.
But she's trapped in a sack.
Yeah.
So she.
But even though she's in the sack. She's going to have that extra dexterity. She's going to be used to being in a position.
Yeah.
So she'll be able to steer it and just basically aim it up.
I mean, a sack, you're going to still be able to see, like...
Yeah, like through the mesh. Even if it's a burlap sack.
All right, so how much power... Like, do you think it could lift her? Like, propel her up?
It could.
Because
she's
pretty light.
She's a 14-year-old Soviet gymnast. Yeah, that thing's going to fucking launch her in the air like a fucking bottle rocket.
Let's go. It's unlimited.
Yeah.
The super glue hardens... And she just makes one giant tower.
All the way up.
To get into the blimp.
Yeah. And is able to... could spread.
As long as Helen Keller, who is...
I mean, she's blind. Yeah. So
she's just shooting randomly.
Basically, Justin in a blimp firing wildly.
In a battle blimp.
In a battle blimp firing wildly.
Blinder than I am.
I think the gym...
Yeah, the
gym. All right.
I vote gym.
Any other arguments for this?
If she can, like... If it,
Well, I mean, you got Helen Keller. That would be just blind luck.
I think she.
She's gonna fire randomly.
I feel like the odds would be in the gymnast's favor.
I think she could hit the blimp with the glue.
Yeah,
it would stick to the side of our Simpsons Battle Dome.
But not even that. The extra weight. It's a blimp.
It's gonna be a long battle. So all that extra
glue she could bring it down. Would be able to bring it down. Already throwing off Helen Keller's. Let's be real. Inability to aim, because she's gonna just be firing wildly. Yeah. I mean. If Helen wins, it's not because
all
of her skills.
All she needs is one lucky shot.
Yeah, it's one lucky shot.
But the gymnast can get out of the way.
She could at least get out of the way.
She's in a potato sack. She's not.
She would need to like
fast.
Try
but
to
she's
aim
got
it.
Her arms.
Yeah, but she's in the sack trying to hold this hose. So
you dump the hose and you fucking turn.
Or she attached it to the sack itself as like a jetpack.
No, that's not how she couldn't though.
That's not how sacks work,
unless she sprayed some on the ground, rolled into the back, and as she rolled away, using it, put it on her back.
Clothes and wrap it around and like.
No, she can't. No. She uses the super glue, rolls into some super glue, and then rolls onto the hose. It sticking to her back.
My vote still goes to Helen Keller.
We're not doing votes yet.
Well, because, okay, you got to take into account, super glue doesn't dry immediately. It's still going to
take... Yeah, but you also have a fire hose full of super glue with a blimp death tank.
Together with super glue.
We already established she could build a tower with the super glue.
Yeah.
So it's going to dry fast-ish.
On the law of averages, I think I'm going to have to give it to Helen Keller. Because, her shots are random,
like Robert said,
but
blind
the fact
luck,
that...
But she's in a blimp. It's a big area.
Yeah, but she has to do is aim down.
They don't
she
turn
it's not like
quick.
She's got a... It's not like she's fighting her in a fucking Red Baron jet.
But she doesn't know that.
She's got a hit. It's
no,
not
she
like,
knows her opponent.
No, is she driving
she?
The tank, right? She's driving the tank.
No,
right.
She's in a fucking
she's
blimp.
She's in a blimp. It's a tank, but it's got a blimp.
And does she know the controls of the tank? Like
controlling the blimp?
Yes.
She has to, yes.
Yeah, she has to.
Okay.
Inherently, she has to know.
How can she control both at the same time, then?
Because it's a blimp tank.
No, she doesn't have feet for hands?
Yeah. She's not terrifying to think about?
Chris, it's not like she, as she hits a place, it like disappears off the map.
Ooh.
The gymnast could keep moving the entire time.
Problem with blimp tank, recoil of barrel. Granted, it's a blimp tank.
But it would shoot her into the roof.
Well, no, but
time.
As it's firing, a tank's got a lot of fucking recoil, regardless of the tank, whether it's a
and
Sherman
it's
or
not
an Abrams.
Stationary, it's just
yeah,
fucking
and the blimp
a
isn't necessarily the world's fastest, mode of transportation. Unless you want to be the Hindenburg and go down
her
really quick.
This was a game built for us, by the way.
So like it would fire, so the blimp would be. You know what? I'm gonna give it the gymnast. As much as I think Helen could win on the law of averages. After that first shot, I think she might end up having problems with her death blimp because she would fire at the ground, it would go, and it would tax the engines a lot, so she couldn't fire rapidly.
Yeah.
She would have to really
line
up her shot.
You can't fire rapidly.
She'd have to load the round.
If you have an auto loader, which, they use on tanks.
A lot of glues are also highly flammable.
So if it gets anywhere near the barrel and it hits the explosion, she could blah, 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 and Helen is like, "No, I didn't see that coming."
All right,
as it goes down.
All right. No, that's not coming.
0-1-1-0-1-1 Helen.
All right.
Oh, the humanity!
Jacob.
The bodies everywhere.
Jacob,
I have to vote.
I
have to vote for Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
Those live averages, huh?
Right here, identical twins, baby.
We're not talking about identical twins.
Oh,
Helen Keller, the gymnast.
Or the gymnast.
He's doing gymnast.
I'm going to say gymnast.
Chris, I want to give Helen the law of averages.
You could be the deciding vote in this one. Gymnast or Helen Keller?
I feel like I got to give it to Keller. Oh, the law of, right, laws of averages.
All right. Two for Helen Keller, two for gymnast. Justin, it's all done.
I'm going gymnast.
Yeah. Three for the gymnast, two for Helen Keller.
Gymnast
moves on.
If she can reach up there, like that's, and especially now
these ones can't go back in. You want to take those because they can't go back. Put them. Was all it
right,
this side
it
or?
Was in between the
so now isn't it the identical twins versus
final round? The identical twins versus the gymnast, which is not how I saw this round.
Okay,
not at all.
So what we'll do for this one? Okay. Can't, I'm not looking at them. Pick one.
The identical twins have
riding on a broomstick.
Okay.
So they each have a broomstick, or are they both on one broomstick?
No, they got each.
They have each one broomstick.
They each have a broomstick.
Yeah.
they explode if they stop moving.
Holy fuck! Holy fuck!
Yes!
You already know where that's going.
That's amazing.
All right, so the twins are riding on a broomstick and can't stop.
No, you gotta... We just all pick one. You're all picking one. And this is... You gotta give him
the other card. So this is for the
gymnast. Yes, yes.
Armed with a puppy musket.
Oh, God.
Like it shoots puppies?
It just says armed with a puppy musket.
That's what it would have to do?
Yeah, it shoots puppies. God. But she has to jam it down. And she has super jump.
Super jump?
Holy fuck.
And she's already a gymnast?
Yeah.
This is gonna be epic.
So she has to take out identical twins.
I'm gonna be real. This is how this one plays out. Because there's
take
a
us
twin,
into this dream.
Okay, you ready?
We're back in regular Thunderdome.
You're in the Thunderdome, so you have limited mobility. So
can she bounce off the walls? Like
no, she could. That's the thing, because she's got super jump. So her agility and the identical twins' broomstick mobility but it's gonna balance it out. They're gonna be so agile that this is gonna end in only one possible fucking way. And the time when she's down on the ground reloading, shoving a puppy into the musket, the twins are gonna come down fucking Pearl Harbor style, and it's gonna explode all of them. That is the only way it plays out.
We need a clear winner.
They're gonna have a conversation between each other who decides to
through screaming.
Yeah.
Through screaming sonar of hands.
No, they're not stuck.
One will
to
sacrifice
sonar.
Them with the other, so the identical twins will win.
Yeah. So even though she wins, she still loses because she loses her sister.
Yeah.
Yep. And we make it sad.
So one of the twins
wins. One of the twins win because the other one sacrifices itself. But the one that was gonna sacrifice itself isn't the one who does it. It's the other one flying right into the gymnast. Where she's like, oh, I got you. Because she's like, oh, I'm going to slow down. And she's like, no.
So once the gymnast is dead, they can stop. And they stop.
You don't think the gymnast would shoot one of them with the dog?
No, she does. But that's the thing. They don't want to sacrifice any of the puppies. All so when she fires that puppy, even though she's going to die, she collides with the gymnast. They explode. The other twin goes in, John Wick style, saves said puppy. So, yeah, she doesn't have her sister, but she has a puppy.
Here's my theory.
And at the end of the day, she still has her sister's love.
Here's my theory. Gymnast shoots a puppy at one of the twins as they're coming in together to fucking take her out. And they collide together. Puppy, two twins die, gymnast wins.
I like mine. Mine's sadder. Yours is fucked up.
Yeah. They're both fucked up.
No. Mine, the puppy lives, and so does a fucking twin, and they have each other at the end of the day. Because love conquers all. All
right. God, all right.
Dick.
Who starts this
one? I'm playing this out in my head.
All right. All right. So gymnasts or twins?
So you have your two scenarios of victory.
Yeah.
You and your shit-ass evil douche way.
Robert, who wins?
Identical twins.
Identical twins.
One of the twins wins.
I'm going to say the gymnast takes out the twins.
Fuck that.
Chris.
Man, I'm giving my twin one. Shit. Right.
Two twins, one gymnast, Justin.
No, one twin. The other dies. 100% dead. Like, game over. Do not pass go. Do not click $200. And the puppy lives.
Twins and gymnast. Gymnast.
Twin.
I said two twins, as in they got 2 points. One for the gymnast. Yeah.
Justin. He's still doing mass murder in his head of numerous puppies and numerous twins and
I'm gonna say it's the single twin.
The single twin? All right. So the twins have already won.
That needs to be a comic.
But I want to see Jacob. I want to hear what Jacob's.
I have to give it to the gymnast with her super jump. She's holding that off till the end.
Oh, like she'll save it. So as they're going to like try to collide, go kamikaze, she jumps, aims down, and boom! And fucking musket puppies their heads.
There's a giant,
that's her ace in the hole.
It's almost like a 50-50 with it.
That's her ace in the hole right there.
The twins won this round.
Fuck yeah,
they do. No, hold on. I'm like thinking about if she saves it.
Oh, Justin, are you turncoating it?
Way to be fucking Justin.
No, no. Thinking about it, she saves it till the very last second when they're dive bombing her.
Yeah.
And one of them biffs it into the ground already and falls off.
Stops,
the
dies,
stops.
Boom.
He. They
so the no. Up. So the other one goes through the cool puppy
Yeah.
Blood explosion.
But then she blasts him.
You killed my sister, you
she
bitch.
She blasts him off.
No, no.
In midair with a fucking puppy gun.
With her super jump puppy gun.
So she super jumps, right? So they're like.
No, I'm changing.
So,
it's
no.
It's
so
gymnast.
She's right here, right? That's so this my is theory, gymnast, yeah. right? And they're coming in and they're like. Bah, bah. And then as it's happening, she jumps. They look up and go, WTF, mate.
And, that
and she
one
goes,
moment,
boom.
One of them climbs to the ground.
No, because she over. Gets hit by the puppy and it yeah. explodes. The other one is like. Through the blood death puppy explosion. And is like, you bitch. And then she comes around and then she fucking clocks her because she gets a musket. It's not like a. Fire
but
and fire.
She jumps
she's got
up,
a fucking...
She could obviously jump back down when she hits the top of the
you
fucking
don't jump
biodome.
Back down.
Super jump.
Okay, so that's not how that works. Gravity does what it does. And on her trip down, she still has to reload for the second shot. So she's only taking out one
no,
twin.
She didn't use her
so,
bare hand.
She fucking
no,
wields
no,
it like a bat.
No, no, so she comes
or
in. So as
the bunt
no,
of the gun.
So as the witch is coming in, or the twin, she's flying in on the broomstick. She comes in and takes her out because she's trying to reload that second shot because she's in the air trying to load a musket. On the ground, a really good guy with a musket. It's like, what, 60 seconds to reload, right? It's a puppy.
I'm pretty
a puppy
sure
does
videos.
Not want to get loaded into a musket.
A good guy with a puppy musket always beats out a bad guy with a puppy musket.
So you're looking at least a two-minute process of right to the puppy's head, shove it in there so it's not crying. See how fucked up that is? No matter what. It still takes time.
Is a puppy alive when you shoot it?
Yes.
Yes.
So it has to be.
It has the potential to like latch on.
Yeah.
And
it won't. Yeah. It would
bite
her. So she's like,
the twin.
So she's trying to, because she has a satchel of puppies on her who are like fighting back. They're like, you killed our family.
They're in the sack.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're in the sack. Like that. She still has the sack and it's full of puppies that she's loading and shoving into this musket. And the other sister, as she's falling because she's killed her, saves a puppy. And in the end, she keeps
that's
a
what
puppy.
The puppies are actually from what George W.
Yeah.
He's like a giant pinata. And
yeah, yeah, and he exploded puppies. Yeah. So that's where she gets her puppies. So it's the only, it's a Thunderdome. Shit's all over the walls. I don't make these rules. They were there.
That makes sense.
Okay. And so I'm giving it still to the one twin saving a puppy. And she's going to go out Ronin and puppy.
Revote. This is going to start with Chris again.
Fucking twin with puppy.
Twins.
And Justin, she gets
twin,
a puppy.
Not
twins.
It.
I'm sticking with the gymnast.
Still twin, baby.
Gymnast. All right. Two rounds, the twins win.
I really just want to see that bucket. That'd be such a badass ending either way.
All right. It'd
be a fucked up comic.
And this is it has ended up at a good time. So the twins win our first super fight.
So what are we going to call it? What's our...
I don't know.
Super fight?
No, because that's the name of the game.
Super fight, hypothetically.
That's it.
Better than episode
super
one.
Super fight, hypothetically,
super fight's better than episode one. That's
no,
a long title.
I'll figure something
we'll
out.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Let's record a good intro.
So, yeah, we got to do intro, so I guess car?
Car.
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 Brother.
Doing a Macho Man voice the whole time?
Oh, yeah. Or do it like fucking Torg.
Yes,
that'd be sweet. Sweet dinosaur titties!